Moving right along, this is fun phone number 108. You and Jeffy Frank. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fat you! Fat you. Fat you.
This week's
taping on April 4th, playing back the 27th of June.
Steve?
June, I'm home.
Oh, Ward.
I'm so horny, Ward. Well, have all the boys. I'm too tired.
Here we go.
Wally!
All right. Gee, Mrs. Cleaver. Is Clarence around?
Gee, Mrs.
Lumpy.
Dennis.
Here we go. Here we go! For a Fun Phone skit starring the entire Fun Phone gang: Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West LA, and Ronnie Tarzana. Your lines.
Yeah, Stu, I'm all set.
All right, I'll cue the damn music.
Well, do it.
Now it's time for today's Fun Phone story, and here's our Fun Phone storyteller, Uncle Jeffy.
Aw, dig that, Felix Slatkin.
Hi, kids, here's today's story.
Once upon a time... There was a middle land.
That's enough. You can ruin everything, but you gotta keep on doing it. Hold it. Here we go again. Sometimes I wonder where the hell I found you.
Stu, I made one little mistake. Just one little mistake, and for that you holler at me.
Your parents made one little mistake, too.
Hello, is this a Fun Phone Studios?
Couldn't you tell by Jeffy's stupid mistake?
Listen, bats.
Listen, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Harvey Crockman, president of the new line on the East Coast, Telejoke. Which one of you is Stu Fun Phone?
I am! What can I do for you?
Well, like I said, I represent a brand new joke line out on the East Coast, and it's called Telejoke.
So?
Well, I was wondering where I might find this, Uncle Jeffy person.
That's me!
Yeah, fine. Mr. Fun Phone, would you excuse us for a minute?
Oh, all right. Jeffy, I'm going next door to Ronnie's. When I get back, you'd better get your tongue fixed or I'll really moralize you!
Get your tongue fixed or I'll really murderize you.
Oh, sometimes he makes me so mad.
Yeah, listen, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. We're just getting started in New York, and we need a national figure. You know, like, Fun Phone's really getting to be well-known all across the country, and Uncle Jeffy is becoming a household word. Kind of like toilet.
So?
So how much is this Fun Phone dude paying you for lending your voice to his tapes?
Paying me? Are you kidding? I do it for free.
Boy, you're dumber than you sound on them tapes. I tell you what, moron, my line's going to be a major corporation soon, and in our budget we'd included salaries for all our, actors. If you sign a contract with me, I'll see to it that you get 1,000 clams a week.
Wait a minute. Are my ears playing tricks on me? What? Did you say... $1,000 a week?
Yeah, on the condition you get that speech problem fixed up first.
For doing with you what I do with Stu?
Yeah.
You got yourself a deal, pal. You got yourself a deal.
Great. Here, just sign on the dotted line.
I have to see how bad Jeffy makes tape.
Then pull up a chair and sit. I hope you have a few days to kill. Okay, Jeffy, let's get going again.
Hey, watch your ass, pal. Don't you talk to my employee that way.
And what are you talking about? Damn it, Jeffy, let's get started.
Sorry, Stu. I have to go home and pack. I'm moving to the East Coast. I've just signed a $1,000-a-week contract to make tapes with Mr. Crockman and his telejoke line. Tough shit.
What? Yeah. Too bad, Fun Phone. Better luck next time.
What?
Oh, well.
What?
You still got them other nerds. That Brucey Schmuck and that other Claude. What's his name?
M Squared.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. Ta-ta.
Yeah, Stu. Ta-ta.
What's going on, Stu?
I just lost Uncle Jeffy, Ronnie. The number two star of Fun Phone has resigned his loyalty.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, who the hell needs him? I can still run Fun Phone without him. In fact, the tapes will probably go a lot quicker. Ronnie, how'd you like to do some Fun Phone tapes?
You don't have to ask twice. Let's go.
All right. Here we are, pal, the Telejoke Studios. Have a seat in this here nice chair, and we'll get going. Just read the script with me. Hi there. You've dialed Telejoke, and I'm Arvi, your host. I'd like you all to know that I have permanently with me now, direct from the West Coast, Uncle Jeffy, to be my co-star.
Hi, everybody!
All right, hold it! What the hell do you think you're doing?
I was just saying hello to the callers.
Look here, Cassava Nose! You see any place in the script where it says to say hello?
Well, I was just improvising.
Man, there ain't no improvising on this line. It's my line.
Well, Stu used to let me improvise.
Well, I ain't Stu! Talking back to a joke line star ain't allowed either. And I know how to handle people. What do it?
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing with that whip? Stop it! Ow!
Look, Ronnie, I don't mean to complain, but let's do your lines over again and try to put some feeling into them, okay?
I'm doing the best I can, Stu.
Okay, let's go.
Hi there. This is Ronnie Tarzana bringing you all the jokes that are too fit to say. Here is one I think all of you will enjoy. A man was walking down the street.
Shades of Oscar Malloy.
And he met a lady with a bag of groceries. The lady said,
and so the guy says to me, Harvey, I lost a leg. Isn't that funny? Hey, you dumb shit! You're supposed to be laughing there!
It wasn't funny. Why should I laugh?
What are you disobeying a script for, huh? You're asking for it!
No! Ow! Oh, you... No! Ow! Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh.
And so the man walked in his bicycle all the way home. The end.
Terrific. Just terrific.
Thanks, Stu. I really like making tapes. I'm going home now and study. See ya.
Oh, Jeffy, please come back.
And then the little boy said, that's not a lollipop. That's my finger. Laugh, damn you, laugh!
Ow! 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 Oh, God damn it, that does it! Look, pubic face, I quit! Take this friggin' line and shove it up your ass!
What the hell do you think you're saying?
I said that me and my body can't take this bull anymore, I quit!
May I remind you, Mr. High and Mighty, that you have a signed contract?
Well, the hell with your contract!
Now you've done it, Buster. You ain't getting your first week's check for that.
I don't want any check from you, butt breath. I'm going back to Stu's line. Maybe I didn't get paid, but at least I had fun making recordings.
Oh, I let him go. He was a rotten actor anyway. Now, how the hell could Stuart put up with him? Well, listen, I gotta get me a second banana here. Let's see. Who's next on my list? Al Bernay. Yeah, that bald-headed strange dude that lives out in West Hollywood. Hey, I'll bet he's a lot better than that Jeffy weirdo. Well, I'll get back to California. Let's see. His address is 4111 Kid Raper Heights.
Oh, Jeffy, if you'll come back, I'll never yell at you again!
Okay, Stu, and that's a promise.
Jeffy, you're back! You're here! You're back! And why are there strap marks all over you?
Oh, Stu, it's a long story. Oh, well, what are we waiting for? Let's start making tapes.
Right.
Now,
Now here's Uncle Jeffy with today's story.
Oh, that Felix, what a talent. Hi, kids. Once upon a time, there lived an old boy.
You fool, can't you read anything right? You're the worst moron I've ever made tapes with.
That's not counting yourself, right, Fatso?
What do you think you're calling Fatso, Giraffe Nose?
You, that's who, Pavlov!
You got a...
Oh, it's so good to have you back, Jeffy.
You got a nose that's bigger than a dump truck!
And you're so fat that... Thank you, Stu. It's so good to be back. You're so fat that you make Jackie Gleason look like Twiggy.
Your nose has bigger size than you want to hear. I hate you so,
Billion Earthquake!
Harvey Crockman was played by M Squared. This is Stu Funfone speaking.